Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because you get a bonus video today. Because what would happen if one of our big three automakers went out of business, went down for the count? And we have to ask that question today. Plus, if you guys are on the email list, you should check your spam filter if you didn't get the email to make sure you get it, because it was stellar. It was rated as one of the greatest emails in the history of the United States, according to my mom. So, fantastic news. Anyways, check it out, okay? But let's talk about this, Stellantis. I've had a lot of stories sent to me about Stellantis. Remember, Ford, GM, used to be Chrysler, now it's Stellantis, and that is one of the big three automakers. Now, here's the thing about this. They've had nothing but problems this year. They recently laid off 400 employees in their electric car division, and they said, hey, we're trying to keep our costs down, but it's costing an average of 40% more to build an electric vehicle than it is a gas-powered vehicle, and we are losing money on these right now. We need to fix our costs, and we don't know how to do it yet. Okay, what's the name of the electric vehicle for Stellantis? Okay, if it would save my life, I don't know it. There's nothing like, oh, wow, look at that, go down the road. Okay? It's ridiculous, okay? Stellantis laid off the 400. They are not paying vendors right now. They are not paying their bills right now and are having nothing but problems with the autos workers union because they want to cut hours and cut jobs and they may not make it. They've talked about leaving the United States completely right now. And what would happen if they went out of business? Seriously, would that be a terrible thing? Would it be the worst thing? Who knows? But once again, the auto industry used to drive everything. You know, states like Ohio, states like Michigan, these places were auto-driven states. And now, you know, Michigan is, you know, a hellhole. It's got real problems there right now. And you don't have the auto part industry in Ohio and these other states like you've had in the past. And the thing about this is that new cars are so expensive right now. The average car payment for a new car right now, just over $800 a month. That's crazy, guys, $802 a month. You've got interest rates that are over 7% on an average for good credit. Still high, guys, high. And that's them trying to give you a deal right now. But if you have bad credit, all bets are off. I've got people that write me stories about 18% car loans, and Dan, you don't understand. I have to buy this car, and I have to get this. You don't have to do anything, guys. Go out and get a personal loan from somebody and buy a $3,000 car. You know, guys, I don't drive, you know, a Porsche. I don't drive a Ferrari. I don't drive anything like that. You know, I drive my late girlfriend's Prius right now, okay? And it's very inexpensive to fix. That's what you should do. And you know what? Let me think about my car payment every month. Oh yeah, I don't have one. Okay? So that's where you need to be, guys. Just because people have money, you shouldn't spend it all the time. Remember that as well. But the automaker's not paying its bills. They are putting people off 60 days, 90 days. You know, there is a great channel, TK's Garage, who really has his pulse on everything automotive, everything gas-powered, a car guy's car guy, okay? And I'll leave the link below for TK's channel. But I want you to think about this. You know, Alejandro, who was Mr. Electric Car, he was great in March. I'm going to reach out to him and talk to him about some stuff that's going on. But TK really knows his stuff, and this got me started because TK started doing some videos on this and how Stellantis, you know, when you're not paying your vendors and you're telling vendors, listen, we need to go from 60 days to 90 days or 60 days to an undisclosed amount of time to where we won't tell you how long it's going to be, who would put up with that? Once again, in my last video, I talked about friends that completely changed their companies because they got rid of their receivables by having somebody be just a hound on the phone with everybody. And is it terrible? Is it a horrible job? Yes. Pay this person a bonus. Get me my money. Get me my money. But you're seeing so many people right now that are out of business. Now, Next thing is Nissan. Nissan just announced a recall of 83,000 older cars. And again, this is bad because it's those Takata airbags that could go off, that could not go off. And they've had 58 injuries. One person died as a result of this. The problem with an airbag, if you have an airbag explosion, you can say, well, one out of 58, that's really not that bad, Dan. But if you own a 2002 to 2004 car, you know, it's the Sentra, the Pathfinder, the Lexus QX4. If you want any of those, I'm telling you, bring them in because they do not drive. How about that? That's the warning. The warning is do not drive the vehicle. Well, how unsafe is that? Do you think that if you go and you're looking for an inexpensive car that's 20 years old, you think that they're going to say, hey, Dan, this is on the do not car list, but we buffed it out for you. It's kind of clean, don't you think? Got that old car smell with 150,000 miles on it, you know? So, the ridiculousness of the auto industry right now is that it's going to crash. Will it just be Stellantis? Will it be more? Are all these other places going to have trouble? The one that grabbed hold of this the first was Toyota. Toyota said, we're not going to go pedal to the metal on EV cars. We have to have hybrids, which again, the Priuses are hybrids. The best Priuses are the ones you don't have to plug in. The people I know that have plug-in Priuses, take that to a hotel. It's a complete headache. Take that to your apartment complex. Again, a complete headache. It's an absolute disaster. So you're seeing more and more things with cars right now. California wants to have a governor put on new cars so that two things here in California, which is funny. First thing is a governor to slow cars down that can only go a certain speed. And if the government wants to slow you down, they can set the speed. You know, we've thought about this. We want speed to be 45 miles an hour on the freeway. Click, click, click. All those cars are going to be 45 miles an hour. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible? Now, here's the other thing. Is there is a congressperson in California that wants to have a law that if your car, if someone speeds by you, it will beep at them. Beep, beep if they go too fast by you. Okay, and if they're over 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. That would kind of be fun. We should just all buy bullhorns and just squeeze them at everybody that's driving over 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. You know, some of this stuff, when you think about it, guys, it's just stupid. You know, and again, these are our politicians that are doing this when we have homeless people sleeping in the streets. You have children that are going hungry, that their only meal is lunch, and summer is here. You know, I just heard, hey, you know, people are graduating. It's always a sad time for me because I have supported this charity in Florida, Joseph Dream House with Fran Glover, and she taught me about, you know, food insecurity. And I hate the word. It's people that are starving, people that are hungry, families that are hungry. But once school ends, there are families where kids will not eat because there's no school lunch. Isn't that terrible? Because the parents are broke. Oh, those parents are terrible, Dan. They're awful people. They should take care of their children. Okay, whatever. It's the kids' fault. You know, it is. It is, it is. Couple things that are not auto related. First things is Kohl's, the Kohl's stores, are trying to revolutionize the company and turn it around. And they're saying basically it's going to be a collapse because Kohl's is not doing well. So they thought they'd be able to turn this place around and it's going to be a collapse. So read the story below on that, which I thought was a great title, Collapse. But anyways, the next thing is Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster got hacked. But this isn't just any hacking. Ticketmaster's been in the news lately, and they've been in the news because they had their antitrust issues with charging people too much and the Taylor Swift nonsense and everything that you've heard about. But here's the worst thing. They got hacked for 560 million customers. So it's everybody who's ever been in a Ticketmaster account, they got your data. All of ours. Mine, too. Don't forget that. All my emails, everything. So if you've ever bought tickets from Ticketmaster, they have your data. But what's happening is CBS News is reporting this, that the Black Hat group that did this is trying to sell it. And we can buy it for 500 grand. So you could have access to 500 million, 560 million people for 500 grand. That's cheap, man. That's like a tenth. I think it's less than a tenth of a cent per person. You can get that. So you can go buy that in the black market right now. Right now. And now the final story, which this is great. General Motors just patented a patent that will make it so that if you have road rage, your car will be taken over by a GM computer and you will not be in control. So if you're driving down the freeway and you get furious because somebody was falsely accused of 34 crimes and got convicted, and you're getting mad at that, your car, they would drive it away. You know what I mean? Oh my God. Okay? So. Ridiculous. So GM wants to take over your car and wants to have a patent for road rage. So if you get upset driving, your car would be, control would be handled by the computer. Okay, it's good to know. Please do not forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Check your email list. If you're part of the email list, check your email account and check the spam filter. Make sure you got the email because I private little video on there for you too. And again, guys, you want to get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com. Join the email list because we send out at least two a month, sometimes more. And we're going to have a bunch of giveaways coming out, a bunch of cool stuff. Don't give up, guys. Don't give up on anything. Remember that. Make your own future. Be kind to everybody. And good things will happen to you. Okay? I'll see you very soon.